Boss Man Show, new head coach at Abilene Christian, Brett Tanner here with me. Brett, what's up, man? How you doing, brother?
How's it going, boss man? Doing good.
Hey, it's good. Man, the Hawks in the playoffs, man, so I cannot complain. So it's all good in ATL, man.
I hear you.
The tanking worked out for us, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yes, sir. Man, let me tell you, how's it feel, man, to be the head man here at Abilene after all those years of helping out Joe all those years, man, and now it's your show now.
Yeah, you know what? It's crazy. I was actually talking to Joe just the other day, man. It, for me, it's a lot different than him. I only had to move over like 6 feet. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't have to move. I didn't have to do anything. I get to live in the same house. So obviously my role is different, where I used to sit here and talk about how, man, we're good, man. We don't have to worry about it. We ain't got to worry about scheduling. We ain't got to worry about recruiting. We're good. Now all of a sudden I'm worried about all that stuff, you know, where I wasn't before. So, but yeah, it's been a little easier, I think, when you just take over a program you've already been a part of. But it's definitely different being in a different chair, though, for sure.
I saw your players definitely campaigning for you to get this job, man. As soon as Joe left, your players were like, we want you to have the job. So how did it make you feel knowing your players build a bond with you and rapport with you and say, hey, we want Coach Tanner to be our coach going forward, being the man making all the calls going forward?
Yeah, man, it's awesome, man. I tell you what, you know, we're real intentional here, man, about building real relationships with our guys. And that was something, obviously, that Joe, you know, was a big part of, that the two of us put together, put into place together. But, man, we have real relationships with our guys, man. I mean, it's real. And I said that in my press conference. Like, for them to do that for me just validified that, you know what I'm saying, that these relationships, they're not fake. They're real, that we care about one another, that we want to be in each other's lives. And so, man, I tell you what, it meant the world to me that they came together. I think there's no doubt that they had a big part of why I was able to get the job so quickly, you know, because I mean, it was less than 24 hours. They handed me the keys, and I understand that doesn't happen very often. So I'm very grateful, very thankful for that. I know those players had a big part to do with that.
And Brett, the run you guys had in the tournament, man, I was like so happy for you guys. I've been sitting up late to watch you beat Texas, man, and defending like crazy, man. So talk about that run, man, you guys had in the tournament there, man, and getting it done one more time for Abilene Christian, man, putting you on the map once more.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. I tell you what, you know, I was just telling our staff the other day that, you know, two of the guys that are here working with me were on staff with us, and is it enjoy it. I mean, you don't know. I mean, we might do it again next year. We might not do it again for another 10 years. You just never know. So enjoy it, man. But we're still trying to enjoy that run. But, I mean, winning, I was fortunate to be a part of some really good programs in the past. That we had qualified for the NCAA tournament before. We had qualified here a couple of years ago in the last NCAA tournament. But, man, I had never been a part of winning a game. And so I don't even know. I barely remember. There's like a 30-minute window, man. I don't even know what the heck happened. from the minute that buzzer went off to me and Joe grabbing each other, man, it's like a big blur. I probably did some things I don't even know I did yet. Who knows, man? But man, it was awesome. It was an awesome experience. It was such a great thing for Abilene Christian, for our university, man, to get put on the map. You know, like obviously you go to the tournament, man, and you know that propels your university and it puts them on the big stage. But then when you win a game, to have people like Gabriel Union, you know, tweeting at your players, you know what I'm saying, and Dwayne Wade and those guys, man. I mean, like, that was it's just a different level of excitement. And I mean, our internet, our website at ACU crashed. For people trying to get on and see what ACU is all about, man. I mean, that's just, it's an amazing thing. And that just tells you what a monster that tournament really is, man.
Exactly. And recruiting wise, I'm helping recruit now because, hey, you all beat Texas, the big dog in the state of Texas. You beat the Longhorns, the semi-pro team itself. You took down the Kings. So guys going to be like, okay, they're going to the WAC now, which I'll get to in a second. Okay. Might be even better for me to go to Abilene now and learn how to ball and become a man and have good coaching and good people around me.
No doubt, man. I tell you, you know, I came here with Joe in year one of the transition when we weren't eligible for the postseason. You know, we were going from being a not so good Division II program to trying to be a Division I program. And a lot of people in the state wouldn't answer our phone calls, man. I don't mind putting it out there, you know, for obvious reasons. I get it. And now you know, fast forward 8 years from that, it was a very fast, quick 8 years. And now people definitely are picking up the phone. Some people are calling us, you know, we're not even having to call them. And it's not just because we won a game in the tournament. I think it also helps that we beat kind of the flagship program in our home state, you know, that kind of even makes it better in terms of recruiting and stuff here in the state of Texas, but and also the surrounding states, which we recruit hard in Oklahoma and Louisiana and Arkansas, you know, beating a team like Texas in the NCAA tournament on that national stage has definitely been a huge help.
And Britt, going to the WAC now with Sam Houston State, Stephen F. Austin, Rio Grande Valley, Charleston, and yourself in the new revamped WAC, it expands the brand even more with the footprint now. So I feel like you guys are going to be even more talent now because you're in that bigger conference now with those five schools.
Yeah, I think so. It's what a great basketball league that the WAC has become. You know, I mean, it was good before, but now I think even taking us and us joining in there, it's become even better, man. I think there's no question that the WAC is going to be a basketball conference, you know, a great mid-major basketball conference with those teams that you mentioned and everybody else that's in the league, man. I mean, basketball is important to every single school in the WAC. You know, I mean, we all know, man, there's some places, man, where maybe you know, there's leagues where a couple schools, maybe basketball is not really at the forefront, but every single school in the WAC considers himself to be a basketball school, man. And I think that is extremely important. I think that we can, you know, our league is going to be one of the top mid-major leagues in the country, which is only going to help, like you said, it's going to help in recruiting. It's going to help in our national footprint. I mean, just everywhere. It's going to be a huge help, not only to us, but also to our women's program and the university as a whole.
Hopefully more than one bit out of the way.
That's the hope. That's the goal. Yeah, absolutely. I think if you go and you do what Stephen F. Austin did a couple years ago, you know, and you beat Duke and you know, who was number one in the country, or, you know, where we won 2 years ago, 27 games, you know, in the regular season, you do something like that now and you're in a tougher league, a league with a bigger footprint. It may give you an opportunity that if you do go into your conference tournament and maybe do have a bad night, because that's all it takes, man, is one bad night.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe you can get an at-large bid now, where that probably wasn't possible for any of us before. You know, we with competitive scheduling, with doing it the right way and scheduling competitively, I think that hopefully we can become a multi-bid league.
Most definitely, and I said this in Texas right there. I mean, you got, you know, my man Fig down there, Rio Grande, and Kyle Keller, and you know my man Hood over there, and yeah. Gillespie ain't come on my show yet, Coach. That's your fault. so you know, I mean, Texas got some good teams, man, and you go out. You know, Seattle's up there. You got all those different schools out there. My man Bryce Drew from Vanderbilt now out there at Grand Canyon. So I mean, Coach, I could honestly say in my mind, you should get at least two, maybe three teams out of the league because of the quality of competition. In my opinion.
I hope so, man. I really think that that's what we're shooting for. And I mean, and you just mentioned all the great coaches, man. Like, I mean, the coaching in this league is insane. I mean, who am I, dude? I was sitting on our coaches conference call the other day and I'm thinking, yeah, what am I doing on this call? You know what I mean? Like, I've seen
you belong, you belong.
Heck, even Coach Mattson over at Utah Valley, you know what I mean? The dude's won an NBA title. You know what I mean? And so I was sitting there going, this is awesome. You know, what a blessing to be a part of a league with such great coaches, man, great players. And I think in the years to come, man, you're going to see the WAC as a predominant basketball league in the country for sure.
Most definitely, man. And so I look at it this way, Brett, is this, man. This year you can have your guys on campus to really skill develop and grow their bodies, because last year it was kind of we hope you were working out. We can do is look at it on Zoom. Hopefully you're doing something. We're not with you. So this year, have them out in Abilene, get them in that hot West Texas heat, get them out there running and getting the condition really well to really get out, because this is going to be a step up in competition. This competition will be stepping up. So you got to be strong, physically ready to go and ready to ball and defend like crazy. Abilene, you're on defense. Yeah, defend like crazy.
Yeah, man, I think we're excited to have a real summer, man. We were just talking about that as a staff the other day, that the fact that we can get in there and we can actually kind of get back to normal, if that makes sense, and have your 8 weeks. And we can kind of, you know, we were very fortunate last year where we were able to kind of, we got about 3 weeks where we were able to bring the guys in early, you know, where they kind of, the NCAA allowed some of that to happen. Some schools weren't able to do that. We were fortunate. Our administration here is unbelievable, and they let us do some of that stuff. But it wasn't the same. We still had guidelines. We still had to do it in small groups. And, you know, and so we didn't feel like we were able to really put in the stuff that we do defensively, like we normally do. And so we're excited about even, you know, some of our new guys we got coming and the old guys getting back to normal and doing that. And definitely, I think the work in the weight room over the summer is what we really missed last year. I think you had a lot of nagging injuries last year and things like that, everybody in the country. And a lot of that was because of the preseason conditioning wasn't quite there, you know. But we have an unbelievable situation here at ACU. We were very fortunate, way more fortunate than a lot of programs throughout the country last year. And I think, you know, with what we were able to do and allowed to do, and I think that was a big part of our success last year too, was our athletic trainers and our strength coaches and our administration allowing us to do some things that maybe some other institutions weren't quite ready to let their guys do just yet.
And I think going to the WEC also helps this way, Brett, is this less of the bye games per se. You don't have to get to play those on the road for a whole month almost, having to go get chased the money as much being the WEC now. You can kind of schedule a little bit differently now, in my opinion. Is that correct or not?
I think so. You know, we're still going to play some of those games because we want to play the best. You know, we want to get out there and we want to play really good people. And I think that you may see a lot less of the bye games and less of the non-won games, but you're going to see a much more competitive schedule for all of us, I think, because there's going to be real mid-major basketball games on all of our schedules. You know what I mean? And so I'm excited. You know, looking at our schedule as we put it together for next year, you know, like some of the opponents, when we release our schedule, I think our fans are going to be excited. You know, we're going to have some really competitive games that maybe they haven't, they see once or twice in the non-conference, but now you're going to see it five or six times in the non-conference. And then we always want to get out there. We always want to play. You know, I'm trying to get Joe to play me, man, but he ain't going to do that. He ain't coming.
Nah, he ain't do that year one. Nah, he ain't do that year one.
I'm going to make him pay me, though. That's going to be our bye game, dude. UTEP. He's got all that money over there now. And then obviously Coach Beard at Texas, man. But we'll get those games on the schedule at some point, but not right now, just not yet.
I hear that, man. Maybe Memphis will play you.
Yeah, we can do that. We're open to all comers, man.
Yeah, get Memphis to play you, man. That's a 5-hour drive for you to come see you in Memphis. That can go make that trip easy on I-20 here over there to Memphis. Yeah, man. It's going to be fun, man. And let me ask you this, man. When did you decide to get into coaching, man? I know my dad's a coach, man. So, like, you know, I told my father I want to be in radio. I mean, once my playing day's over, I don't want to coach because I'll lose my religion trying to coach some kids. I'll start cursing them out. I want to be a certain way. So tell me, when did you want to get into coaching, man? And how did you get that bug to want to help kids and help them grow as people, man?
Yeah, you know, I was a little different, I think, than most, man. I think where all my buddies were dreaming about playing in the league and doing all that. Like, I was in, I think, eighth grade where I said, you know what, I want to coach, man. I had a very good, I was very lucky, man, to have really good high school coaches, really good junior high coaches. I grew up in a basketball community in Kansas. And so basketball was really important. And so I knew I wanted to coach. Yeah, I still had the dreams of playing. I always thought I want to coach when I'm done playing. But by the time I went to college, I went to junior college, and then I went to Emporia State, a Division II school in Kansas, where it didn't take me long to realize, okay, I'm not going to be in the league. I'm not that good. And so I knew, and I focused everything that I was doing as a player. I even went to Emporia State because I wanted to coach. And Ron Slaymaker, the head coach there at the time, was a legend. And I knew that he could maybe help me get into the coaching ranks. And then so I was able to do it, man. And that was kind of my mindset from eighth grade, was what can I do to be a coach? I didn't know. I wasn't like thinking I wanted to be a Division I head basketball coach. I think originally I thought I was going to be a high school coach. I wanted to make an impact on lives, man, like my coach has made on me. And I've been very fortunate, though, to get to this level. And like I said, I was very lucky to work for guys like I tripped into working for Chris Beard, you know, in junior college, and before he was Chris Beard, you know. And then working for guys, you know, like Danny Casper at Texas State, who's defensively has helped me create some of my defensive philosophy. And then obviously working for Joe was an unbelievable blessing, man. I mean, that's my dude, you know? And he's taught me more probably than anybody. He doesn't think he has, but I probably learned more from Joe than I've learned from anybody. So it's been a great little journey, man. Everybody's journey is different. Mine has taken me to this point, and I'm excited, man. I'm ready to roll.
Well, Brett, thank you for your time, brother. Hope to see you real soon, man. Hope you come play somebody this or not conference this year. Play somebody close to me. Come check you out, man. I'm definitely cheering for you guys, man. You know, I rep ACU. I love talking to you guys, man. So I'll definitely cheering for your brother and wishing you all the best, man.
I appreciate you, man. My phone's always on for you, man. You can call me anytime.
Will do, brother. Hey, be safe, man.
You too, buddy.
All right, see you.